This is your house. You can sit wherever you want to, right? All right, it is 6:30, so we will go ahead and get started. Welcome to Planning Commission tonight. Commissioner Tucker will lead us in the pledge.
Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Tucker. Before we move into the agenda items, we will open a time for any public comments, if there's any comments that are not on the agenda. Seeing none, we will close the public comments, and we will move to agenda item number 3, appointment of a chair and a vice chair. So we will just look for a nomination, I guess, is how we do this, right? Discussion?
I would like to nominate Brianna Larson to be chair of the Planning Commission.
I second.
So
I'll call for a vote, I think.
I call for the vote, right?
Yes.
Can I do that on myself?
You're still acting
as vice chair. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on that? Okay, let's vote on the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do I vote on that? I accept the nomination.
There you go.
Okay, so that motion carries, and then moving to a vice chair nomination.
I make a motion that Commissioner Ward be the vice chair.
I'll second.
Commissioner Ward, do you accept that nomination?
I do.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second, and we can just vote on that motion now. So all in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries.
We are so efficient.
We are efficient. All right, so now that we have appointed a chair and a vice chair, thank you, commissioners, we will turn the time over to Sherry to honor our long-range leader and chairman for the past while. I don't know how many years it's been.
He had to get appointed to the city council to get off the planning commission.
We're so excited about that, though.
We kept changing the rules so we could keep him. It was very sneaky.
It was worth it.
Very, very sneaky.
Very worth it.
So we had this plaque made up from the Planning Commission City Council. It recognizes our sincere appreciation for your commitment to service to improve the city and support our residents from 2012 to 2021. We hope you spend that long on the City Council, too. We're going to miss you here. I'm glad I get to see him at City Council, but we are really going to miss you because you've done a terrific job, and we just have been blessed to have you here. So I'd like to give you this, and
thank you.
If you want to say a couple words.
Yeah.
And Ted and I went to school together. We got our bachelor's degree at the same time, so we've known each other forever.
Yeah, we really have. Well, this isn't weird or anything. It's really weird. You saw the confusion when I was like, I have really enjoyed serving with you. So that's the main thing, and thank you for that. And I'm glad I get to keep serving my city. So that's cool. And I think it makes sense for some churn, you know, new people to try things and learn new things, and it's good. So. Man, what a great commission to be leaving, and congratulations, new chairperson. And I guess I won't say anything else, right?
I would like to say thank you for all of your work here, that you, for so many years, were on the Planning Commission, and I feel like guided so many people into these seats and mentored them and the camaraderie and just taught every new person, including myself, who came into this space, how to have a constructive dialogue, how to discuss motions, and really you bring people up in this area and deepen the bench for North Salt Lake, and I have benefited from that, and I think the whole Planning Commission has, and North Salt Lake benefits from the mentoring that you've done in this space over the many years that you served here. So thank you from personally and from a citizen perspective for the work you've done to better our city.
I want to second that. I was going to say the exact same thing, but I couldn't have said it so eloquently. That you've absolutely been a mentor and example to us of exactly what the position entails and how to benefit the city from, and the developers and constituents who want to live and work here.
Thanks, Commissioner.
Thank you, Ted. I think it wasn't very long before I realized, okay, Ted has a style that is to encourage everyone to you know, be able to get what they want. And for me, sometimes I would be sitting here and I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna contribute. And then you'd kind of just look at me like, no, you're gonna, you know, we're gonna sit here until you give us some feedback. So I appreciate your style, your kind of deliberation, and good luck to you.
Thanks, Commissioner. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Ted. We all appreciate it. And I really am, like the others, just truly impressed with your professionalism, your keen negotiating skills. You've done a fantastic job facilitating even some of the more difficult public meetings and all that. It's just been nothing but impressive. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Commissioner. I appreciate that.
All right. I feel like we should clap for Ted.
Yay! We're so happy for you, too. So happy for you.
Well, the way that we have interacted and the way that we have worked through issues, I think it's a group thing, and I think it's part of the culture in the city as well, and I love that. And you know, that's probably the thing that I like the most about the commission, and hopefully I'll see that in the council as well. You know, we make mistakes on development, and we should try to limit those mistakes. But at least at a minimum, I think we're careful and we respected each other. So anyway, thank you all for the kind words. I appreciate it.
Congratulations. Okay, so we will move on to agenda item number 4, consideration of a conditional use permit for Angel 7 Spa at 460 North Redwood Road, Unit D. And is the applicant here?
Yes.
Mr. Yang?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Mackenzie, thank you.
Okay, so we received a conditional use permit application and a business license application for Angel 7 Spa to locate to 460 North Redwood Road in Unit D. This property is in the manufacturing distribution zone and on Redwood Road, where you can see it before you. I don't have another slide for that. So they are a massage therapy business. We classify massage therapy businesses as personal services in our code, and that's what we've done in the past. So to be consistent, we're going to carry through with that. Personal services are a conditional use in the manufacturing distribution zone, which is why they're here before you today. The spa will employ one licensed massage therapist immediately and plans to employ one more in the future, or hopes to employ one more in the future. And each massage therapist will only have one client at a time that's scheduled in advance, just like any other massage therapy. And so the DRC went through this application and we could not see any potential issues with it, and therefore we are recommending approval of the conditional use permit for Angel 7 Spa at 460 North Redwood Road, Unit D, with no conditions.
Great. Thank you, Mackenzie. Mr. Yang, thank you for being here. Is there anything you would like to add at this point?
Thank you.
Okay. Any comments from the commission? Feels like a pretty straightforward application to me. Anybody have any discussion points? If not, we are ready for a motion.
This is Commissioner Jorgensen. I move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for Angel 7 Spa located at 460 North Redwood Road, Unit D, with no conditions.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner Jorgensen. And do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Ward. We have a motion. Any comments on the motion? And all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the motion passes. Thank you for being here, and congratulations. We wish you well and hope things go well for you with your business. Thank you. Okay, we will move to agenda item number 5, consideration of a conditional use permit for Drift Hero at 164 East Center Street. The applicant is Mr. Newell. Is he here? Thank
yes.
you for being here. Okay, Mackenzie.
Okay, so Drift Hero has applied for a business license and conditional use permit to open up a business at 164 Center Street. This property is subdivided all sorts of wonky, and the building has its own parcel ID and everything like that versus each side you're looking at. So there's two different addresses associated with this one building. They are 166 and 164 East Center Street. This specific business will occupy 164, and that is the side that is highlighted in yellow. The applicant, Mr. Newell, has leased the entire building and plans to use the other side for one of his other businesses. It sounds like it will be mostly office related. So we don't have any concerns with the compatibility of the two uses in the one building. So this business, Drift Hero, supplies and sells youth-sized go-karts and mini bikes. And we have classified them as a recreational vehicle, motorcycle, and boat dealer, which is a conditional use in the CS zone. As far as parking goes, they are required to provide a minimum of 5 parking stalls for Drift Hero, one of which must be ADA compliant. They have a total of 8 parking stalls right directly in front of the building, and then there's additional 10 that are diagonal on the side of the building. That parking is actually shared between the entire complex on that property, but they can access and use it if needed. So DRC has no concerns with parking at this location, and actually on the staff report you can see I talk a lot about an ADA stall, mm-hmm. and actually I made that one of the conditions. As of today, they have painted that stall, and so they're good. So when that motion is made, they do not need to bring that into compliance. It already is. So just want to make sure I don't miss anything for you guys. Okay, so outdoor display. These guys are wanting to display a minimum of, or no more than, 6 to 8 go-karts or mini bikes outdoors, just during normal business hours. They go in at night. There's no outdoor storage as far as storing the mini bikes or anything in the back. The only thing that we have as a DRC in regards to the outdoor display area is that it cannot be within a public right-of-way or where a sidewalk would go, because we don't want to limit pedestrian access by putting mini bikes or go-karts or whatever is being displayed. So that's where the condition of all outdoor display shall be located a minimum of 10 feet behind the back of curb. This lot is a little bit older, and it's got a really funny right-of-way line and everything like that. So the DRC felt like 10 feet was adequate to allow for pedestrian access, and then also there's a little bit of room behind that for the outdoor display of the mini bikes and the go-karts. So the DRC is recommending approval of the conditional use permit for Drift Hero located at 164 East Center Street with the one condition that all outdoor display be located a minimum of 10 feet behind the back of curb to provide pedestrian access across the property at the street. And that's it.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, Mr. Newell, for being here. Do you have any questions or comments you want to add at this time?
We're excited to be here, subject to your approval.
Awesome, we're excited that you're here. We might have you come up and if we have questions for you and answer in the microphone.
Yeah,
okay, so any discussion?
Absolutely brilliant move setting up outdoor display across the street from the elementary school.
I'm grateful that I no longer have a child there, and I'll have to have that discussion.
Just a personal inquiry. So a youth-sized go-kart, how old, what is the age range of that typically?
So we have gas and electric versions. Sorry, I'm taking this off so you can hear me.
That's okay.
Gas and electric versions. So we recommend the electric for the younger crowd, you know, 5 years and older kind of thing. Obviously with parent supervision always and something like that. And then once they hit about 12-ish, 10 to 12, they can probably graduate to a gas model, which has a little bit more power. So those are the age ranges. We have single seat, two seat versions.
And are these carts that they are like street carts, or you take them to a track?
You can do whatever you want. They do have VIN numbers, so
very cool.
But they don't go, they top out at a certain speed. There's
That's very, well, that's great. I know people that are very interested in that, so those were personal points of interest. Any other discussions or comments?
Just one question for the applicant. So it looks like a very interesting business. So what would you do if somebody asked to test drive one of those? What constraints would you impose?
If you can come up and speak in the microphone, our meeting secretary is not on site, so that helps the recording for her.
It's okay, I'll just remove this for a second. So we do have, if you look at the screen, I'm assuming you have on your screens in front of you, there's a little bit of space where they can cruise around because there's no park, there's not a lot of traffic coming through there. So if somebody did want to test drive one, they could go back and forth, but they can't go out on a street or anything like that. It has to stay within that building area. So obviously where there's no vehicles that are getting in the way either, that would be with somebody that wants to test one. And then the outdoor display won't be every day. It's just our ability to staff it with our guy that will be there. So sometimes it will be there, sometimes it won't be. So it will be different days, not every single day. So hopefully that answers a little bit.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions or comments? We're ready for a motion if anybody wants to make one at this time, or we can continue discussing.
I'll make a motion. I'll move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for Drift Hero located at 164 East Center Street with the following condition: that all outdoor display shall be located a minimum of 10 feet behind the back of curb to provide pedestrian accesses across the property of the street.
All right, thank you, Commissioner Tucker. And do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All right, Commissioner Ward, thank you. And any discussion on the motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And the motion passes. All right, we're glad you're here. Wish you the best there. Okay, we will.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll email you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Joe.
Thank you. All right, and moving to agenda item number 6, report on city council action items. Sherry.
So I just wanted to update you. The city council did approve that plat amendment for 674 Country Court without any additional concerns or issues arising out of that. And then the Phillips 66 one, that's probably the one you're most interested in. The city council did approve it with the condition that they upgrade the fence by October 1st. We wanted to give them as much time as possible in the season because of delays in materials and the supply chain delays that we've all been aware of recently. That vote was, we had one member that voted against that. Councilmember Porter didn't think that we should require it because we couldn't require it of other businesses on the north side of 1100 North because they're in Woods Cross. I did ask the city attorney if I could have an ordinance that regulated Woods Cross, and he said no. So unfortunately, one thing that they did give us some feedback on is that they would like us to go in and clarify that in the code to make it very clear when particular site plans are updated, or when they ask for a site plan amendment, what terms they have to come up to with current standards. But the rest of the commission or the city council felt like it was a good idea to get that while we can. And Phillips 66 had actually contacted us after the planning commission meeting and said that they were willing to do that. So I think they wanted to be a good neighbor, and they're willing to upgrade the frontage there just to help the aesthetics on 1100 North. So that was approved.
Can I just ask one follow-up question? So one of the items they left us with is because of their federal requirements, they had to have barbed wire on top. Is that where that ended up?
So they haven't told us what fence they're going to put up. It will just have to be in compliance with our standards, so it can't be chain link. So they haven't decided whether they want to do a wall with chain link on or with barbed wire on the top, or if they want to do decorative metal with those arms that come over to make it unclimbable. So they haven't proposed a particular fence. The condition was just that they bring it into compliance with that particular code that says no chain link. So we haven't seen the permit yet.
Thank you. And then just approval of the minutes. Does anyone have any comments or corrections on the minutes from 12:14?
Commissioner Jorgensen, I went through the meeting minutes, and per usual, they looked excellent. I had no comments or any edits to suggest, so I think I'd actually offer the motion to approve the December 14 meeting minutes as drafted.
Thank you, Commissioner Jorgensen. And do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All right, and we are adjourned. 7:50. Go team. 6:50.
Thank you.